Vocabulary with comments from Lesson 12, 212 Adjectives. Now, I want you to notice that something's changed here. Now we don't have a genitive form and an article telling us which declension and which gender. Instead, we have the ending for the masculine, feminine, and neuter form of the adjective. Because remember, adjectives have to be able to be all three genders. So for example, with agathos, a, on, if I were to tack those endings on, it would be agathos, agathē, agathon. And we would modify the adjective to match whatever noun it modifies in case, number, and gender. So this form tells me that this is a 2-1-2 adjective, meaning that it will follow the second declension in the masculine, the first declension in the feminine, the second declension in the neuter. In other words, just like the article. So here we go. Agathos, a, on, means good. We have a name in English. Agatha is a girl's name, right? It means good. Agapitas, a, on, means beloved. That one's pretty easy because agape is love, right? So agapitas, a, on, is beloved. Hagias, a, on, means holy. And actually, holy is a cousin of hagias, kind of a distant cousin. I don't know if that helps you. Hagiography is the study of the ancient writings of the holy ones. So we do use the word some in English, but not with very many common words. Hagias, a, on, means holy. Dexias, a, on, means right. Some people hold a stereotype that right-handed people have greater dexterity, dexias, dexterity. So that word dexterity is from actually a result of that stereotype. So dexias means right. Dodeca means 12. A dodecahedron is a polyhedron with 12 flat faces. Now, I know that because my dad's a math professor, but that's probably not very helpful. Dodeca means 12. It doesn't decline. You'll notice I didn't say dodeca, ah, on, or anything like that. It's just a word that doesn't decline. Don't you wish we had more like this? So we'll use dodeca no matter what noun it may be modifying. Hekastos, a, on, means each. And I have no idea for cognates for that one. Hekastos, a, on, means each. So like each man, each woman, each one. Hepta means 7. And again, this number does not decline. A heptathlon is a track and field contest made up of 7 events. But once again, I bet you didn't know what a heptathlon was. I didn't. I found that word. But hepta means 7. It doesn't decline. Idios, a, on, means one's own. Maybe identical, identity, but idios, a, on, means one's own. Kalos, a, on, means beautiful or good. Perhaps a kaleidoscope, which reflects light in a beautiful pattern, could help you remember this. Kalai, if you hear kalos, kalostoscope. A goodoscope, a beautifuloscope. Kalos, a, on, means beautiful or good. Megas, megale, mega, means great. Now, this is an odd one because it has some odd nominative forms. You can see as you look at the paradigm, it declines more regularly as you go down through the cases. But in the nominative, it's megas, masculine, megale, feminine, and mega in the neuter. So a little odd for a 2-1-2. We'll forgive it. And I must say, this is a little dose of reality here. Not all words behave properly, and we have to sort of accept that fact and get used to it. Okay. Pistos, a, on, means faithful. And that should be easy, right? Because pistis was faith, Later we'll learn pistuo, which means I believe or I have faith. So there's this root. Pistos, a, on, means faithful. And finally, presbyteros, a, on, means elder. This is the word from which we get our English word presbyter, which is a title that means a lot of different things depending on which denomination you're a part of, but it comes from presbyteros, elder.